It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Ian Ryan, Phil Blundell, and fresh from the rocket, Paul Dehaney. absolutely scooted down from the rocket like nobody's business, and it's great to have him. We'll do it backwards. Listen, I've got Nick Illingsworth to talk about Southampton and Natalie Bromley to talk about Burnley. That is to come, but we'll do it backwards. We'll leave the Reds Sunday night. It's a long way off, 7:45. And there's loads of shows on the Reds as well, and they haven't even played Aston Villa yet. So let's start with, not Aston Villa, Arsenal yet. Let's start with Manchester United versus Tottenham Hotspur then. And Paul, it will always be this conversation, will be how you're feeling about Mourinho one way or another. It was a good win against Southampton. It was a tough draw last week. That should have been a win for Spurs, right, if we're all honest about it. The goalkeeper has a blinder. Before you even put the penalty stuff away, the goalkeeper makes 11 saves. Tottenham should win that game. You know, no one can do much more than kick it in the goal. It would have capitalised on the week before. They bought Bale, they bought Reguilon. How are you feeling about Jose Mourinho and Tottenham Hotspur at the moment?
Well, you know, from the very start, I was dead against it. And yep. I've been, like, very negative, probably the most of
it. Live down to all your expectations.
Yeah. Up until the Everton game, after the Everton game, I was absolutely fuming. Paul Senior and I were having a few conversations about patting ourselves on the back that we got it right about Jose.
Well, Paul didn't. Paul was insistent, but maybe he might in the long run be proven to be right, Paul.
Yeah. But, you know, I have watched all the Amazon documentaries. I have tried to like him, you know, give him an opportunity. But when after the Everton game, I was like, oh, no. If we can't keep possession of the ball and we're going to play like this, I'm just not going to take to the guy. But then we bought Gareth Bale, which I've been crying out for about since he left, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that I've always said to you guys on this show, we've always missed that player that really has that X factor that can almost like make people scared before he's even on the pitch, you know. And I think that's what we've got now, finally. And if you get Kane and Son and him up front, or not even always up front, but just on the pitch,
yeah,
I think that we're going to be a better team, whoever's the manager. And I think I can see what he's trying to do. He's trying to play this counter-attacking football, let the other team have most of the ball, and then when we get it, break quick in transition. But the problem I had pre-Bale coming, or pre a lot of these signings that happened, I didn't ever think Levy would back him financially. And I always knew that Mourinho was a sort of manager that if you don't find a back financially, he's not going to be the same manager.